Most men call out simp behavior, but they don't self-examine and know if they're actually simps themselves. Okay, here's a few questions you can ask yourself. Real simple simp test. Let's go. So the first one is, do you follow women on social media that you don't personally know or have any kind of relationship with? Now, a lot of guys are going to push back on this and say, oh, I just like to look at pictures of women's and it's just eye candy for me. Okay, that is simping because you are lusting after something. You want something that you cannot have. If you had a plethora of women available to you, you wouldn't need to look at pictures of women. It wouldn't make sense. You'd be spending your time working on your business, going after the women that you actually have in your life. I'm being raw. I'm being honest with you. Okay. I know a lot of you guys is going to hurt your feelings. Okay. Well, too bad. Facts don't care about your feelings. The fact is, if you're following women on Instagram, you got to say, well, why am I doing that? Because I don't have anything better to do with my time than to look at women that I can't have. If they're women you're actually DMing and trying to game on there, totally fine. Different thing. But if you're just following random women just to look at the pictures of their body, it is pathetic. Okay. Let's just be honest with it. Okay. Have I been guilty of it before in the past? I've done similar things. Sure. Of course. We all have. But if you continue this behavior, this is where it's going to land you. It's not going to get you where you want to get to. Okay. Second one, do you spend your time calling other men simps and bashing on women? Okay. You're trying to get the approval of women if you're doing that by acting like you're not. What you're basically trying to do is you're trying to get the approval of women. Okay. You're trying to get their validation by acting like you don't want it, by doing the opposite, by calling other guys simp, by saying, don't do this. Okay. By being so vested into what other people think and to displaying how non-simpish you are. It's a very much virtue signaling in what you're doing when you're doing that. Next one. Do you watch porn? 99% of men watch porn. Okay. In fact, you know, if you're watching porn, it's the same thing as what I said with the Instagram thing. Okay. Why are you doing this? Because you can't get with those women. And some guys might say, well, it doesn't harm to watch porn, whatever. Okay. That's fine. Maybe not every once in a while, but if you're addicted to porn, like most men are, okay. And you're wasting your time watching porn, it's simpish. Okay. It really is because you can't get with those women. All right. Why are you watching them? Why aren't you participating in porn instead of watching it? You got to think about this. Okay. So you really have to realize that this is a problem and this is something that is going to hurt you in life. Now, I actually came across a solution for this. I've partnered up with Remojo. Okay. I'm going to give you a link here and you can check it out. They have an app that you can install, all right, that will block porn sites on your phone and on your desktop. And they have an accountability thing. If you uninstall the app, someone will be emailed and notified. Or if you disable the app, they'll be emailed and notified. They have a course in there, everything to basically get rid of porn addiction. So if you have a problem with it, there's nothing to be embarrassed about it. Go check out the link. There'll be a link in the description. There'll be a link in the cards as well. It's Remojo. If you go to bulldogmindset.com/Remojo, R-E-M-O-J-O, you will find there and there'll be a special deal for you. So go check that out. Next, do you regularly interact with women who you're hoping to get with someday or you consider friends, but you do a lot more for them than they do for you? Okay. This is being an orbiter. Okay. This is friend zone stuff. You need to really evaluate, how does that friendship working? Are you just listening to her problems? Is she doing a lot for you? Is it an actual friendship or is it that you're hoping to get with them someday? So if you're with a woman, if you're in a relationship that's a friendship relationship and you would like it to not be a friendship relationship, you're a simp. Okay, plain and simple. Let's just call it what it is. All right, so don't get into those situations. Next one, if you're in a relationship that is unbalanced, do you give more than you get? Okay, are you unhappy in that relationship? Okay, if you are, you're a simp, okay? Because you're doing things in order to gain approval or to get what you want, you're being a nice guy. If you are a man in a relationship, she should be doing as much for you or more than you're doing for her, okay? If it's flipped and you're like doing all this stuff for her and she's not appreciating you, and again, it doesn't mean that you can't be a good guy in a relationship and do a lot of things for the woman in your life, but how is it? Would she do the same things for you? Does she make up for it in other ways and treat you with respect? If you feel like it's unbalanced, okay, again, that's another indication that you're a simp, okay? Now, if you like this video, if you felt like this was useful to you, make sure you click that like button. I would really appreciate it. And the thanks button, that also is helpful. Okay, so guys, if you are a simp It's not a big problem. Don't worry about it. I do have Bulldog Mindset membership down below. You can join that and you can get over your simpiness. My goal with Bulldog Mindset is to help you to become a top 5% man. All right. It's achievable. It's possible. If you do that, a world of options will open to you. But the first step is admitting it. Okay. If you go through this list and you check off some of these items, it's fine. Don't be embarrassed. Fix the ones that you can. Okay. Join us in the membership if you want a support group and a community. Go check out the Remo if you want to get some help with the porn addiction. There's nothing to be embarrassed about there. You have to start somewhere. Okay. But I want you to just stop being a hypocrite, okay? I want you to realize that you're probably doing a lot of these things, okay? Then if you're not, that's great. But if you are, it's fine. No judgment, but stop it. You have to learn how to stop doing this. Otherwise, you're not gonna be successful with women. They're not gonna respect you, okay? Then you're gonna be constantly wasting your resources and time on women who are not giving you back anything in return. It's a waste of your life. It's a waste of your energy, and it's not gonna get you the results you want in life.